The McGirt Show segment is sponsored by Federal Repair Education Services, celebrating 17 years of rebuilding, renewing, and restoring consumers' credit all over the nation. Check them out today at their local number, 910-813-8525. Their email is CRES Services@outlook.com. You can also check out their show on youtube.com/TheMcGirt and their free Facebook informative group at facebook.com/groups/HG Law. They are A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, 17 years and counting. If you have credit issues, check them out today.
Hi, this is Bob McGirt, host of the McGirt Show of River Media on blogtalkradio.com/McGirt, youtube.com/McGirt, Instagram, the McGirt Show. You can reach us here at area code 619-924-0898. You can email us, those of you that listen in the chat room, the McGirt Show at outlook.com, for wherever you are all over the world. We are so happy to have with us today Mr. Troy Johnson, who is the executive director of YM4C Mentoring Program in Raleigh, North Carolina. And we want to thank him for taking time out of his awesome schedule and program to be with us today. Mr. Johnson, we welcome you to the McGirt Show. We thank you for being a guest on the McGirt Show.
Thank you.
reality of living. The law of living an active lifestyle. Very people wanted to give that sense of pride, that sense of fulfillment to a child. So we started using several sports. The first one was basketball. And then we connected with the local YMCA, the local school system, as well as using big business of local personal trainers, as well as the local basketball team. We have a local basketball team here called the Raleigh Firebirds. And we've been able to connect with them as well to use the sport of basketball as a tool. Bible says we compare. So when there's people, the goal is to get the kids to put the phones down and to promote an active lifestyle and bring in personal trainers as well as local basketball trainers to facilitate strength and conditioning drills and full court drills. Still incorporating the adults as well as the children, but also promoting dads to bring in the children to promote that positive peer association and just love to the game of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, we start building a sport of wrestling. A lot of our kids deal with the law of social anchor. I was that kid, part of my why, and me not doing it.
Intelligent,
and walking
times in middle school, clearly. And I was trying to make sure that everything that you can think of that happens to a child from bullying and so forth, it would happen. And I'm realizing that you guys need to love each other, man. And you're working on this, and you're working to be well around you, not naive or green, and how can we mature that love in a place where it can be embraced and not taken advantage of?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing with speech. I don't know if there's emotion on the screen where it's bad, but. So I always think it's kind of like a whip tenderizer to a heart.
Mm-hmm.
So because you're challenging me, you know, I see things from a different perspective. Because we're different things than the our love language is, the way that we embrace people, we're different, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But now here I am raising this son, but I want to mature and not abuse or real toxic. Of any kind. So we start off with a third. professionally. And really especially, we really want to get you to know each other a little bit more. We want to get you to know the participants. We want to get you to know the parent or guardian. And if there is any type of consistent health people, regardless of the type of group, we want to get a chance to just share and get to know each other too. Anyway, obviously, one of the times that we're doing is being Zoom or some kind of virtual talk. But as we're considering to open up, in most cases, we will just do this at the office setting. So it will be familiar with where those meetings would happen. Now, after that, once we come to the agreement that this will be a good fit, right? That this will be something that can be consistent. There will be extra filters of time on both parties. Which is now from there, this is signed up and we've committed. We've got everything on paper. We've got the admission test was done. Once a week, we ask the visitor whether that be virtual or, of course, in person to know evidence-based curriculum that speaks to social emotional learning, speaks to character development, leadership. Those are done both one-on-one and in a group setting. As is a one-on-one group setting is done, maybe during the week. Now we have our Saturday program, which promotes clinical activity. Every second Saturday, we have a program called our Golf Development Program, where we take the sport of golf, learn better character development, as we partner with local college coaches, as well as college students that actually play the sport, also the fundamentals of the game to the children. And we have positive conversations right at the driving range over a meal. So we're certainly doing as far as confidence as the children are trying new things. Remember the pandemic has caused a whole lot of isolation, depression, learning loss. A lot of kids have not taken well to being naive. They really have a choice, but being able to learn this way, the clearly education is important, but we're all very different. So, nonetheless, those social skills have lessons of this. Programs, and these are most obviously very safe about it during the lines of mass and teaching, but also a whole lot more comfortable doing things outside and still giving that experience to our children. So from there, every third Saturday, we're starting next month our coding program. So it'll be a focus on STEM activities for coding as well as video game design. We'll do the opportunity for kids in our workshop. Again, we do that same formula of the educational tools, social and emotional learning, and then Mary and Matteo, working there together. And then on fourth Saturday, we do a football program where we use the sport of football as an opportunity to promote that character, promote teamwork, and of course physical activity that affects popular education. So currently that's how we're serving it, and we look forward to that age group. That's definitely something we should retain. Consistent food offers cornerstones by our love, consistent food opportunity and exposure. And truly believe that those four cornerstones are true to the mindset and be on to a spectrum service minded family.
Now, how do you have like people or staff that help you, or you kind of have it on your own or with someone else, or how does your staff help you kind of balance the burden of dealing all those kids?
Well, yeah, absolutely. So children are my burden. I need to spend time. However, we do have a leadership team of five. All of us come from the collective backgrounds, whether it comes from entrepreneurship, owning our own businesses, working for large philanthropic organizations, even jobs. One of the leadership team members is a comedian. So we call ourselves a fit. We can do a little bit by ourselves, but we can do a whole lot more together. And we're certainly stronger together. All take the opportunity to engage as long as that journey they have responsibility for each one of the kids on many different levels, whether it be through the activities that we do, the weekly check-ins, or just connecting the community service projects.
I know you got a plenty to tell us, but I want you to give us that one lemon to lemonade experience of your life that you would share with the listeners to empower, encourage, and enrich them.
Man, lemonade, I love it, Doggy. It's actually, man. I mean, I was
just talking about and think about it now. And I know I have to take a picture for you guys because you can't see me now.
Yeah, but you don't look like you've been big ever. You don't look like I looked at your pictures yesterday. You don't look like you've ever been that big.
I never want to go back to that. I know, but I never want to forget. With a sense of gratefulness, with a sense of gratitude, again,
the times of the work of the leader.
wants, which is the true definition of marriage to me. It has to have a big heart.
Believe that whether it's a joke
child, someone that's at work, weight loss, their wives, or just trying to figure out whether they're about themselves, you have to start PTA, purpose, prayer. That's
so true. That is so true. Mr. Johnson, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the McGirt Show Global Media today. It is such a pleasure. You are always welcome to come back again and share your wonderful program, your thoughts, and your experience with what you're doing to help empower our future, our youth, our males, because it's needed. It, you know, it never gets old. It's something that never goes out of style, and for other people, that's going to always be in style. And I want to thank you so much for being a wonderful guest on the show. And I want to give you another final minute for those that have a slow retaining memory. I want to give you a chance to give you your contact information all over again just as we close. And I'll give the final close out to you. Do your contact information once again.
Absolutely, man. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to hear about
you,
Stan.
You're having
a fun time just like, brother.
Yeah, no, we just got on the phone. Oh, my God.
That's it, man.
You're talking about your purpose, man. We can talk about this all day.
All day.
I walk through purpose, on purpose, every intention of that, man. And I know I've said it over and over again, but that is a unique word. And when we can really marry that into your daily habits, I truly believe that the things that you desire, the things that you truly want, and goals that you have, they can be attainable. So, please, let's have the conversation. Let's talk more about the attention and a lot of the great things that are happening here in Raleigh, North Carolina with our youth. Please, give me a call at 919-714-9905. I don't think I've mentioned my email, Bob, but certainly if you're in order, we'd like to send you an email, please. Young, M, and Larry, the number 4, StandsInChrist@gmail.com. And, of course, on Facebook, you can reach me at Troy J. Johnson. And our organization, Y13, on Facebook, at YM, the number 4, C, Y13, and our website at www.ym4c.org. And of course, on Instagram, myself, I'm at Troy Jermaine Johnson, and our organization is at Young Men's Remember Store Christ.
Awesome. That is awesome. And again, we thank our listeners. We want to thank Mr. Johnson. You can reach us each week at blogtalkradio.com/McGirt, Instagram, The McGirt Show, Twitter, Bobby Dan McGirt, Facebook, Bobby Dan McGirt, YouTube.com, The McGirt. Our local number is 910-813-8525. Our studio number is 619-924-0898. And the email for those of you who love to listen to us through the chat room is The McGirt Show at Outlook.com. And we want to thank everybody for being such wonderful and faithful and loyal listeners over the 12 years we've been on the air. Continue to be empowered and rich enlightenment for all people, for all walks of life. Again, we thank everybody. We thank you again, once again, Mr. Johnson, for being such a wonderful guest. And tune in again as we empower and enrich people from all over the world every week on blogtalkradio.com. I thank all my corporate followers as well for tuning in and sponsoring and sharing your wealth with us to keep us doing what we do every week. Thank you so much, and we hope you all have a wonderful day.